3, 2, 1. What extraordinary end to the game, Freddie. What's the feeling in the dressing room?
Sort of, well, mixed emotions, really. I mean, obviously, we're absolutely ecstatic to get the win, come away with the victory. I mean, if you look at the end of the game, like, at the end of the day, there's one stat that matters, and that's the one we won. But certainly, we were put under pressure in that sort of last 10 minutes, especially losing Tom Savage, and then not having been able to bring in another player. I think we showed, sort of, if you look at our games last year, we probably would have self-imploded there and lost the game. But I think that's a great testament to the squad and our character. So I think there's a lot of positives. Obviously, there's a lot of work-ons, but at the same time, there's a lot of positives.
And let's talk about the big moment towards the end of the game. How did you see that? Because clearly Ed Slater wanted to come back on. That was the intention. What was your understanding of what happened there?
Well, I was right outside Savvy when the collision happened. It was pretty big knock. But, yeah, it was sort of a bit disarray. I know Donico Callum was... I think he should have a job as a fourth official after rugby. He seems to know the rules pretty well. And, it was a bit of uneasy, but I think we adapted pretty well. And at the end of the day, the work rate of the last 10 minutes won us that game.
You could easily lost that situation, so it was to your credit, wasn't it?
Very much so. A bit of mix and matching as we moved on through that last 10 minutes. But like I said, we adapted pretty well.
Some tremendous rugby played in the game by Gloucester, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at last week's game against Leicester, we started poorly. I think that was one of our big work-ons. We came up the blocks firing, and then we came up in that second half with an absolutely brilliant try, with a great Brit track from Trini. We unfortunately weren't there to sort of really put them away, which kept them in the game. And then obviously, like I said, that last 15, 20 minutes when they were sort of coming at us.
Was that down to your errors, or they stepped it up? Or you did make a lot of changes as well, because I know Johan likes to use his bench.
Yeah, definitely. He always calls them impact players. I think that's the new term now for replacements. But, I've completely forgot what the question was.
We're talking about the use of the replacements.
Yeah. No, they came on, sort of coming in Lewis sort of last 10 minutes, brings a new bit of energy from us. Probably, if we were honest, it got started getting a bit flat in the end of the second half, so I think they really helped coming in.
So what positives can you take from this?
Positive, the way we started the game, the way we started the second half, probably our defence was pretty good. I think Worcester put a lot of pressure on us, and certainly that first half, they only come away with sort of two penalties. They came in and scored two tries in the end, but I think on the whole, our defence, our line speed was pretty good, but there's obviously work-ons, and especially in our set-piece, line-out, a few basic areas that we know we can iron out, but at the same time, it's all very good saying it week in, week out, but we know we need to put it on the pitch and show that the fans give us trust and that we know what we're doing.
And Sale next week, difficult place to go, but atmosphere-less, isn't it, out there?
Yeah. I've never played there, so I wouldn't be able to answer that, but I think it's 12 months ago now. That was our last away victory, I think. It's a mass opportunity, and we definitely want to sort of... Momentum's used very easily in sport, but it's very. We really want to just keep this willing mindset and keep going, because as a squad, it's never been so. Everyone says it's never been so tight in such a positive atmosphere. So we can hope we can just build on that and reflect it on the pitch.